This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So as we're gearing up for 4th of July weekend, I am hoping to high heaven that this COVID, these dual COVID variants calm the heck down and we start to go, we start to finish our peak. But COVID cases have been soaring as COVID has made its way across the United States, causing upticks in multiple countries, including the U.K., and it's these pair of new sub-variants, the BA4 and BA5, that is making people sick. And sadly, it has wreaked havoc on the travel industry. There were 700 flights across the United States that were delayed, hundreds canceled this weekend, and the airline chief said the claim industry is, quote, rusty as it recovers from the pandemic. I'm looking at FlightAware right now. It looks like we have at least 11,000 delays, but that's worldwide. Delays into or out of the United States, about 1,700. Total cancellations, about 2,000. And we are already up to 327 flights in the United States canceled as of this morning. So JFK and Newark seem to have the most delays and cancellations. And on Monday morning, they said over 750 flights were delayed coming in and out. I told you that's already now 1,700. It's going to be a rough day. One passenger, PGA manager Maddie Louie Chandler, reported that her flight was canceled a total of three times from Jacksonville International Airport in Florida Monday alone. Matt Hudson, a former congressman from Florida, posted a photo of large lines at the Delta check-in saying, "Hey, Delta, didn't you know we were coming? Hashtag pathetic. We were supposed to leave yesterday." So I know what's going on. People are calling out sick. We're in COVID right now. People are sick. And it isn't the type of COVID. If you haven't had Omicron, it's not the type of COVID where you just have a little bit of a runny nose. It's where you can't stop coughing. You almost pee on yourself when you cough. You have a horrible headache. You have major stuffiness. You have major head congestion. So you can't necessarily fly. I told you, last week when I was coming back from New York, I was there on time. The plane was there. The pilots were there. But we didn't have our crew. And then when the crew did come in from another flight, one was sick. So they had to find another crew member. And so, yeah, the flight was delayed, and thank God I got home. But I'm thinking to myself, wait, COVID is coming, which means we're going to have a lot more people out sick, and so the travel is going to be a mess. And where it's not a problem is when you're overstaffed, when you have plenty of staff. But if you can't afford the staff and you're paying higher wages, and you can't afford all the sick leave, you're not going to hire that many additional extra people. And then the flights get canceled. So air carriers allege the demand for travel has soared to pre-pandemic levels. Staffing remains strained after mass COVID-19 fueled layoffs. TSA data revealed the number of people flying on Friday and Saturday nearly equaled the same number of those who flew the same days in 2019. Meantime, the ongoing trends of frustrated travelers and high number of cancellations has pushed Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg to tell airline executives to clean up their act and avoid another flying catastrophe before July 4th. But airline executives say they're doing the best they can to meet the surging demand, saying the travel chaos is limited and admitting that the industry is, quote-unquote, rusty. You know, there's a lot. There's a lot of pieces to this. Many people have been off work. Many people don't want to come back. They don't want to deal with the customers. They don't want to deal with the passengers. The food isn't as good anymore. The waits are longer. People are grumpier. Some are wearing masks. Some aren't. People don't want to get sick. I mean, I got to tell you something. You know, seeing everybody get Omicron, I didn't want to get it. And I started to notice me hold my breath. It's because I just didn't want to breathe it in. So if you have a family and you have parents and older parents, you know, and you're trying to keep a family together, and here you are working a plane of 237 people, you know, you might not be that willing to work during all this. So I get it. Shell Winkley, a meteorologist for KBTZ News, shared how he struggled to arrive and get home at the American Meteorological Society broadcast convention in Milwaukee. He wrote that he first faced a four-hour delay from Dallas-Fort Worth to General Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee last Monday. Then he arrived in the area. Then a large storm slammed the city. Then they had to land in Madison, Wisconsin until the storm passed. Well, I told you, we had to circle around Cleveland because Newark Airport wasn't taking any more planes. Maybe they didn't have enough staff. They didn't have the runways open. I don't know. So for those of you that do have flights coming, as I say, pack your patience. Be prepared. Have plan B. Maybe get a rental car. Yeah, if you think it's, you know, if it's close enough where you think you could drive. I've had to do that where flights were canceled, so I rented a car. Get your rental car early, though. But, you know, have plan B, and don't be surprised because there's, you know, a lot of issues right now. We have 2 weeks until 4th of July weekend, and right now it seems like everybody and their mother has COVID. I am hoping by 4th of July weekend it goes down. The only problem we have is even if somebody improves, they might have symptoms for a week or two, or the symptoms might last or resurge in a couple weeks. So as much as I want this wave to go down and be starting to resolve by July 4th, the average person with Omicron is still coughing, still has a runny nose, still feels tired. These symptoms might last weeks with this. And I wish I knew more about this BA4, BA5, but this strain is a very much of a pain in the butt. And then my next concern is if we are getting a new strain every month or two, what's going to happen in July or August?
1-877-DR-DALIA. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Joe, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had written last week saying, are things going too fast? You understand progress, but are things progressing too fast? And I think the answer to that is yes, I think so, because you don't sometimes stop and think about the consequences, and you don't stop and realize that you might actually be hurting some of the groups you were once progressive for. And so one such topic that has been snowballing pretty quickly without there being enough, thought and plan into it has been the concept of women's sports and transgender athletes competing in women's sports. And that went from 0 to 90 overnight, such that it became kind of a mess pretty quickly. And so those people on the left or those people who found themselves progressive didn't know which progressive side to be on. And everybody hates that. Well, if you're not with us, you're against us. And people did not want to choose between supporting women in sports and supporting transgender rights. They wanted to be on the, be progressive, be liberal and support it all. And they found that they had to make a choice. And that's when we need to just slow things down, figure out what it is we are trying to do, and then everybody kind of get their, you know, get the memo right as to, you know, are you trying to advance women in sports and allow women who have not been able to compete with men to be able to progress, win world titles, win national titles, and, you know, be honored and paid the same as men? Or are we trying to be open to the transgender community and allowing those born as biological males to compete and then them be honored with the win, such that females, biological females, might not then be able to win in the future? So what is it that the progressive stance and the progressive campaign wants? So there's a policy now that has, let me see if I have a better article that I could, this is the, let me get the right name for you guys. This is the Swimming World's governing body has now voted to restrict the participation of transgender athletes in women's events and are going to look at creating, quote, open competition category in a membership vote on Sunday. FINA members voted 71.5% in favor of a policy that requires transgender swimmers to have completed their transition by age 12 to be able to compete, per the Associated Press. There are 152 national federations with voting rights. The vote applies to all events beginning on Monday. It's a 24-page policy. Then now there's a proposal for an open competition category. According to FINA President Hussein Al-Musallam, I do not want any athlete to be told they can't compete at the highest level. The organization said it is setting up a new working group that will spend the next 6 months looking at the most effective ways to set up this new category. This is being reported by AP News and Yahoo Sports. The decision most immediately impacts Penn swimmer Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas became the first transgender NCAA champion in Division I history when she won the women's 500-yard freestyle in March. Thomas competed on the Penn's men's team before transitioning and competing as a woman for the first time in 2021 to 2022. She met NCAA standards for competition after undergoing testosterone suppression therapy for more than 2 years. She has said she always wants to continue swimming after college and eyed the 2024 U.S. Olympic trials. Now, this restricts NCAA swimmers since the organization said in January it would defer to the national and international bodies' rulings. So the vote was taken at FINA's Extraordinary General Congress on Sunday from the World Championships in Budapest, Hungary. Members heard presentations from three specialist groups that had been working together to form the policy. They consist of an athlete group, a science and a medicine group, as well as a legal and human rights group. So the new path follows recommendations by the International Olympic Committee made last November that urged moving away from focusing on individual testosterone levels to asking for evidence to prove when a performance advantage exists. The IOC said no athlete should be excluded based on unverified, alleged, or perceived unfair competitive advantage due to their sex variations, physical appearance, and or transgender status. They say governing bodies are responsible for regulating their own sports and setting their policies in regards to transgender athlete participation. The cycling governing body updated its rules last week to enact stricter limits that make riders wait longer to compete. So, you know, I mean, as a doctor, you see the physical difference between biological male, biological females. And those differences might not be with every single male, might not be with every single female. But as a whole, if there is more muscle mass, more bone density, higher or faster twitch muscles, endurance issues, larger lung capacity, okay, these are things that are going to be very hard to replicate by just suppressing somebody's testosterone. And so, you know, as a female, I think we have made amazing progress in terms of female sports. You have women playing Olympic basketballs, women's volleyball, women. I mean, you see women's sports. They are, it's fantastic what they could do. You do see that, like if in the male sports they could do the quadruple axle. In female sports, they're not there yet. So it's very, very well established that in sports there are some things men can do that women can't. Once you have a biological male who has transitioned to transgender female compete, it does change the rules. And then females who have been working to progress and females who have been working to be able to compete will find themselves sidelined. And it could eventually look like a cis male versus transgender males up at the podium. And again, the females are again sidelined, standing on the side. And if that's what the world wants, if the world wants, look, we are just looking at who is the best of the best of the best. And it doesn't matter how you were born. It doesn't matter. Then that's what they want. But if all these international committees and these women's sports and all this money and time and donations and everything has been going into women and giving women equal access to sports in their own competition, then I guess the world has to decide if that's going to all go away or not. Now, do I predict that we will have a cis woman be able to compete against a trans woman beater and you know, maybe put this topic to rest? I don't think the topic will ever be put to rest. I think that there might be some cis women able to beat transgender women in some sports, but I think for the most part, the path that we saw Leah Thomas take, where as a male he struggled in some competitions, transitioned, is now crushing it as a transgender female. I believe that there are many athletes that will want to consider that path. Now, I'm not saying they're only transitioning just to win. Maybe some people have always wanted to transition, and then they could also do their sport. But sports are so lucrative. There's so much money. There's so many endorsements in it that it's going to be very, very difficult to rule out intent. And then, you know, I like the way they do it in you know, boxing champions and weights where there's weight, where there's, you know, you're in this category based on your weight. You're in this category, so maybe they might end up doing something like that. So I'm not sure how the open category would be, but you know, seeing what women have done in sports, and you know, they still struggle. They don't really seem to get the numbers. I mean, the NFL, people still have a tough time watching women's sports. It doesn't seem to get the same financial draw. But the fact that women are able to compete and we have winners within, you know, the women biological category is some great, great progress. But the world now has to choose, you know, between that or allowing transgenders to compete within women groups. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight cancellations and delays have been creating headaches for holiday weekend travelers. The flight tracking website FlightAware showing over 2,500 flights canceled nationwide Sunday. Most of the problems were blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage in the United States. The TSA saying Friday was the busiest air travel day of 2022, and that TSA officer screened nearly 2.5 million people at security checkpoints. A new survey out says Americans can expect a recession.
Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal have dramatically raised their probability of a recession, now putting it at 44% in the next year. It should be noted this level is only seen on the edge of an actual recession.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News. Russian forces are blocking wheat and other exports from Ukrainian ports. Speaking remotely and through translation at the global policy firm, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky talks about how this could expand the refugee crisis.
Russian war against us has triggered also a global food crisis. And unless we stop this, 12 million displaced people will be just a drop in the sea.
He says Ukraine needs military and humanitarian assistance, as well as help rebuilding their infrastructure and economy. The only ticket stub of Michael Jordan's North Carolina debut believed to be in existence is hitting the auction block. The stub is from November 1981 when the Tar Heels played the Kansas Jayhawks at the Charlotte Stadium. Experts predict it could sell for over $10,000. Auction for the ticket stub will end on June 25th. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
On the Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday, or was it the day before, we heard that Joe Biden fell off his bike. I didn't make a big deal of it. I don't think people need to make a big deal of it. I fall off my bike all the time. It wasn't a good look. Obviously, I thought it was because the inflation. You know, his bike tires saw the inflation, and they're like, "Oh, we can't handle it," and then they just toppled over. He handled it well. Then I guess when he left church Saturday evening, he was kind of hopping around, showing that he was still strong. And so that was a good look. I think that was finally his PR person is doing something right. But a president tripping and falling, you know, it happens. I mean, we saw that with Gerald Ford. And, you know, I am a little worried about Biden's left leg, because I think that was the one that went weak on the first time he tripped on the Air Force One, and I always worry about mini strokes and things like that. So I worry about a president's health. I don't think it's a good look, you know, to have a president that falls all the time. What was interesting is he was slowing down with the bike. he was slowing down, and then he just fell. So, again, I'm not sure if it was leg weakness or what happened, but, you know, he seemed to get back up. Everybody tried to help, and, of course, Secret Service had to kind of keep people away, you know, so they wouldn't help him because that, obviously, you know, something could happen to the president. So it wasn't a good look, but it's okay. White House said his foot got caught in the pedal when he tried to take it out during the stop. The president said, I don't think your foot's supposed to be in the pedal. Maybe there are straps. I don't like my foot in a strap on that. But then, you know, he was fine. He walked out. He looked strong. He looked good. Yeah. Okay. We got bigger fish to fry. And so I understand that these are, you know, things that people can make memes on and they can have fun. And there were some jokes. And I saw a meme with Kamala Harris getting all excited that he fell off a bike. And I mean, you know, stupid stuff. But sadly, what isn't stupid and what is really, really scary is this looming recession. And we are being told that economists have been polled, and they say there's a 44% chance the U.S. economy is going to face a recession within 1 year. I'm surprised it's only 44%. I'm already seeing less people buy. I'm already seeing numbers start to go down. You can't afford to go out. You know, I said, you know, for Father's Day, we went to a buffet. Rather than, you know, barbecuing and having my husband work and get the house ready and all that other stuff, we went out to eat. For five of us, they must have charged like $40 a person or something like that. But it was a few hundred dollars. With tip, I think we got out of there spending $300 for a Father's Day brunch. And it was just at a regular restaurant. You can't afford that. Now, I didn't make a big deal about it because I'm like, it's Father's Day. You guys are all working. Tip them good. Let's, you know. It was a yummy buffet. It was a fantastic buffet. But, huh. I'm just nervous that, you know, I'm lucky. I'm a radio host. I'm a physician. And that was expensive. That was an expensive brunch. So how is the average person going to be able to afford to go out to eat, to go to a movie? You know, there's Jurassic Park. I have not seen Jurassic Park. Some of you asked if I've seen it yet. I do like the Jurassic Park series, but I really like the first one the best. I can't stand it when they keep making more and more movies and they ruin the franchise. But I am excited about this one because there's going to be some nostalgia where they go back to some of the older actors, including the one that was in The Hunt for Red October. I like that guy a lot. Laura Dern's in it, Jeff Goldblum. So, not to mention the new people. So I'm excited about the new Jurassic Park movie, but I'm not spending $20 a ticket. I'm going when it's a Tuesday night special, and I think if you do Regal Club Crown, it's like $5.95 on a Tuesday night. I haven't spent $5.95 on a movie since the 1980s. I need to find ways to spend less money. It's costing me over $100 to fill up my gas tank. It's costing too much money for food. And so experts say there's nearly a 50% chance the U.S. economy will face a recession within a year. I think it's 90%. Wall Street Journal surveyed 53 economists on that scenario. The average response on the possibility of a recession coming within a year stood at 44% amid the soaring inflation and fuel costs due to the war in Ukraine, according to RERang.com. It recorded the highest figures since the agency first started the survey in 2005. They said at the start of 2007 global financial crisis, it stood at 38%. In February 2020, the numbers were at 26%. But now U.S. financial authorities, including the Treasury Secretary, said that America's recession, quote, isn't inevitable. It's coming. You run out of money. The average person cannot be spending $6 a gallon on gas. I, as a doctor, I'm already seeing patients cut costs, not go to the doctor, not get things done, not buy their medication because they have to choose gas over their medication. They have to choose gas or food over their birth control. Maybe that's why we're having so many unwanted pregnancies. Although birth control is supposed to be free under the ACA. They say the $1 trillion in federal funding signed by Biden last year is supposed to kick in. But many local, state and local officials are canceling or scaling back infrastructure projects. There's a shortage of workers. The price of pipes, asphalt, construction materials are surging. And I saw a report where a farmer, to fill up his tank for one of his construction vehicles, cost nearly $1,000 per day. Well, that's expensive, and that cost then gets added on and tacked on to everything else. So if infrastructure projects are going to be stalled, then you're going to have less people hired. When you have less people hired, less people employed. And then the government's going to probably have to decide if they have to give more money for unemployment, which I think is going to be a mistake if they start adding another $600 a week. So we have a shortage of workers. We have high prices. We have high food. We have high costs. And then on top of that, we have people calling out sick for COVID. So I don't think we're going to see a lot of things get done. According to Daily Mail, the price of a foot of water pipe in Tucson, Arizona went up 19%. The cost of a ton of asphalt in a small Massachusetts town went up 37%. The estimate to build a new airport terminal in Des Moines, Iowa, 69% higher with a several-year delay. And I know Biden said, pay your workers more, pay your workers more. Well, that might have short-term, right, got people hired. That might have short-term got people to, come to work and got employers to pay more. But if employers are facing a recession, they are going to need to cut costs. And they are going to immediately cut labor costs. If you have, a bunch of staff making double what they made pre-pandemic, and you're not bringing in the money, you're going to have to fire those staff. And that's what we're about to see. So recession means firings. It means less people spending money, less people buying things, and more supply, less demand. Costs will go down. That will bring the cost down. A recession is going to probably be the only thing that brings inflation down, because I don't see the war ending soon, or I don't see Biden retiring anytime soon. But in Casper, Wyoming, they say the low bid to rebuild a major intersection and construct a new bridge over the North Platte River came in $35 million this spring, 55% over a state engineer's estimate. And you know, if people are using the infrastructure, $1 trillion infrastructure plan, do you think they're giving the cheapest bid? No. They're like, well, we need this, we're giving you extra good quality stuff. I mean, it's government money. And then with government, if you show that you needed to spend that budget, then you get to have that in your budget as well. If you're a state saying, oh, we didn't need that much money, then the government next year is going to give you less money. So it's BS. Of course the projects are going up 20%, 30%, and that's on top of inflation. So hopefully in your area, you guys will see some of that money because it's our tax dollars. I'd like to see potholes go away. I'd like to see more hospitals. I don't think the infrastructure is going to hospitals, though. But it's not going to be a fun year ahead. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there.
and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was born in California. I'd love to go back and live there. I just don't understand the politics. California lawmakers last week amended a bill that would let preteens be vaccinated against a range of health conditions without the parents' consent. Instead, raising the proposed minimum age to 15, which would still be among the youngest in the U.S. Currently, minors aged 12 to 17 in California cannot be vaccinated without permission from their parents or guardians, except for vaccinations to prevent sexually transmitted diseases. California state law already allows people 12 and older to consent to hepatitis B and the human papillomavirus HPV vaccines, because you can get those sexually. The bill that cleared the state Senate last month on a 21-8 vote would have allowed those aged 12 and up to receive any vaccine that has been approved by the U.S. FDA and CDC, including against the coronavirus, even if their parents objected. It would have been the youngest age of consent in any state. Republican Assemblyman Kevin Kiley said in a tweet that the bill was nowhere close to having the needed 41 votes to pass the assembly. Katie Stewart, spokesperson for the bill's author, Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener, said supporters of the measure were close to have enough votes in the assembly, but it wasn't a slam dunk. She said, "We think that this will help make it easier, and we think the majority of the people who will use, who will take advantage of this are going to be 15 to 18, so we thought it was a good compromise." The amendment will not change the lower age of consent for vaccines related to sexually transmitted diseases, so that's still 12 years old. Wiener's measure is the latest coronavirus-related bill to run into headwinds. Several other proposals stalled as the winter pandemic wave subsided, leaving his as perhaps the most controversial remaining legislation. They said, according to Fox News, Governor Gavin Newsom and Senator Richard Pan both delayed until next year measures relating to school vaccinations, and Assemblymember Buffy Wicks withdrew her bill that would have forced all California businesses to require coronavirus vaccines for their employees. Stewart acknowledged that a lot of members of the assembly had concerns with the lower age, and we want to work with people to get this across the finish line. Now, in Alabama, they say it allows children to consent to vaccines starting at age 14, Oregon at 15, Rhode Island and South Carolina at 16. Cities including Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., allow children 11 and up to consent to COVID-19 vaccines, and in San Francisco, the age is 12 and older. Republican Assembly member Heath Flora said raising the age to 15 does not go far enough. They say the state over the years has tried to give 17-year-olds the right to vote and 12-year-olds the right to make medical decisions, but we do not want to prosecute criminals as adults until they're age 25 because their brains are not fully developed. So, all right, so here's the thing, and I know some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you're a doctor. So you should want all kids vaccinated with every single thing out there, you know, despite what their parents think, blah, blah, blah. Remember, I'm for the long game. I understand public health. I understand side effects. I understand parental and family input when it comes to a child's care. And we have to be very, very careful when you have schools that are going to do mass campaigns saying you don't need your parents' permission, you could go ahead and get the shot. This could be very worrisome. As a physician, I have seen the one in a million things happen. And if a child is about to have something injected into them, their family needs to watch for side effects. When I would vaccinate children for pediatric vaccines, I would give the parents a whole slew of things to watch out for. Because there could be side effects. Child could have a febrile seizure, where the temperature just rises and they have a seizure. Child could get a mild encephalitis. Child can, you know, have an allergic reaction. So the parents need to be aware that something was injected into the child's body so that they could be on the lookout. I said the same thing with young kids getting abortions. If a child is going to undergo a surgical abortion, that parent needs to be able to recognize pallor or anemia, or in case that child is bleeding out, or if that child has an infection. I have seen some abortions go bad. And as a parent, I would want to know what was put into my child or what my child went through so that I could be prepared from a side effect standpoint. Now, I get why this law is there. I get that there are parents who do not want their child to get vaccinated, and you have children that are worried about COVID. Not a lot of them are, but there are some, and who want to get the vaccine. And this will now allow schools to do mass vaccination campaigns without the parents being involved. And this way kids are like, oh, I'll go get it. Oh, right, everybody's getting gift cards. Okay, let me get my shot too. But if there are issues later with fertility, or there are issues with blood clots, The parent has a right to know. So, you know, as a physician, the one thing we learn is every single medication has a side effect. Every single procedure has a side effect. And there could be a consequence that we need to be prepared for, which is why we have informed consent. A doctor will be fried. I mean, we are talking, a doctor will lose their license. A doctor won't be able to practice medicine again if they don't do informed consent. So when you see these state legislators go, oh, yeah, you know, we don't need parental consent, then are we going to stop suing doctors? Are we going to stop taking away doctors' licenses if informed consent was a given? Informed consent is huge. I can't do a thing on you or your child if I don't give informed consent. When it comes to vaccines, they're like, oh, yeah, we're just doing the vaccine. I still made sure I got consent. So not everything requires informed consent, but for the most part, you should. If you're going to inject anything into somebody, you need to give them a choice. That's why they have to give consent, because we don't live in a world where we just force you to put something in your body. Boy, did we get close with these vaccines, where people felt forced. It was embarrassing. It didn't even look like America for a good period of time. So if a child really wants to get the COVID vaccine, they think their parents, and a lot of children differ from their parents politically. What this bill is aiming to do is if a child really wants to be vaccinated for COVID, they can be. But my only recommendation is if they are going to move forward with something like this, for the love of God, make sure the guardian or parent is well aware that something was injected into their body, such that if they do start to have a change in their period, which we do see a lot of young women have, that parent isn't freaking out that that child's pregnant. That child, that parent, that, oh, wait a second, they got the vaccine, and the vaccine might, you know, have this effect. If that child has chest pain, that parent will immediately take that child to an ER to get them checked out for pericarditis or myocarditis. You cannot, if the vaccine is not 100% safe, you cannot do it without parental consent. That's how I feel. Because the parents need to be aware. They need to know. They need to go and seek medical care for that child. I don't know what the hell they're doing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.